This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A judge has ruled that Donald Trump can appear on the Colorado ballot next year. The lawsuit argued Trump should be disqualified because the Constitution bars people who commit insurrections from holding office. But CPR's Benta Berkland says the judge's ruling hinged on something else.
Denver District Court Judge Sarah Wallace said there was lots of evidence that Trump incited an insurrection on January 6th. But the reason she ruled against the petitioners was that she wasn't convinced that this section of the Constitution actually applies to the office of president.
The liberal group behind the lawsuit says it'll appeal to the Colorado Supreme Court. Lawmakers are back at the state capitol today working to pass a bill to lower property tax rates for next year. They have to do it now because rates need to be set by mid-December. Democrats are moving forward with their plan over objections from Republicans who argue for much deeper tax cuts. And more money is coming in for programs that give away food and diapers in Colorado. $3 million in new funding comes from a settlement the state reached with Walmart earlier this year. The agreement resolved claims that customers paid prices that didn't match the one on shelves. Attorney General Phil Weiser says the move will benefit folks who struggle to pay for food. Highs near 60 degrees for Denver and Colorado Springs today. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.